Good morning, good morning, good morning from Sacramento, California. I'm DJ One Gone. It's the Wise Words One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. The number is 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. And so I had the problem this morning. I got the movers here. We're moving the house. And so I'm not going to be on the line too much, but I'm going to control the line. Without further ado, here's your host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. And what we're talking about is what's in the letter. What's in the letter? I got a special guest coming about what's in the letters that have been written, laws that have been passed, agendas that have been moved. Without us even knowing one thing about it. There's a lot of money that just got spent, and we wasn't in the spending process with them. So a lot of things have been written up in the last 4 or 5 years. The black people don't even know about it. What is the new letter, and who does it support? Call in again at 515-605-9861. I'm going to try to call my friend in because I believe he can't get in because I couldn't get in. They're back to that pay a penny stuff. So, Marvell, I'm going to pass it to you. Double R, I see you in the building. Y'all say good morning, and I'm going to freeze myself. With that, I pass the mic.
Yes, good morning, Tim. Unfortunately, we're back to that quandary of trying to figure out why we keep having these challenges. But good morning to the listening audience, and good morning to our faithful contributors. And we'll just hope that everyone else will be able to get on.
Double R?
Yes, sir. Top of the top, my brother. I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, so I'm gonna play a song to get everybody in to see if everybody can get in. So I'm gonna play this, and then I'll get right back to you, Marvell. Difficulty with folks calling in. So we might not have 20 people today, 30 people, unless I call them. I just found out that I can call numbers from here on the station and add folks in. Without further ado, Marvell, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Double R, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What about you, Joe? Joe, you, I see you raised your hand, Joe. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so without further ado, I have someone, a special guest right now. If you don't mind, if you can mute your phone and tell it's time to talk, I appreciate that so we don't get no background disturbances. But without further ado, I got my brother on here, Brother Yusuf. And the reason I brought Brother Yusuf on is because I wanted y'all to know that the myth is true. The myth is true. If you want the black man not to know something, write it in a book or put it in a letter, because a lot of us not reading. And not only that, you know, a lot of times we made it not even in the place to be. You know, there's so much stuff going on. We worried about Cat Williams and all that, but we ain't worried about what the legislators and what the government is doing to us as a people that are owed a debt, that are owed a debt. Brother Yusuf, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. So I'm in the middle of moving. So Brother Yusuf, Brother Marvell, and the rest of y'all, I'm going to mute myself because the movers is in the background, and I'm going to watch for all that come on, and I'll add to the thing. Here it is. Brother Yusuf, go ahead.
Greetings, my brothers. How y'all doing out there, man? You know, you can unmute everyone, brother. We dialogue, you know what I mean? So they can be able to chime in whenever they feel like it. But, you know, I'm just here to let your brothers know what's going on in this United States of America and what's taking place globally. You know, first and foremost, it's preparation. I know we all know that. Hopefully we know that. Prepare your family and yourself as much as possible, because a lot of things are going to change within this year. I'm not sure if my brothers on this radio understand that United States pretty much declared war without declaring war through the Congress. They hit Yemen last night, and Syria and the rest of them are joining in. So that's one. United States General, Mr. Austin, supposed to be allegedly dead, the brother that they put in office under Joe Biden's administration, supposed to got hit in the bunkers over there in Ukraine. So he haven't been seen for about 2 weeks, but allegedly supposed to have gave permission to strike Yemen last night. So we'll see how that works out. But, you know, I'm willing to dialogue with anyone that has a comment, you know, have a question. Hopefully I can answer for you.
Help me understand locally.
What's going on locally?
That's exactly the reason I'm asking the question. I'm a transplant. I'm out of the Bay Area. Matter of fact, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And help me understand. I know the blanket effect. I understand that, the lack of communication, lack of sight, and that kind of stuff. But how will we awaken our community politically? Because that's exactly what the problem, that's a major part of the problem. So how do we awaken this community politically?
Well, politically, you know, awakening the masses, this is just my opinion. Politically, it's too late. The line is already drawn. You have those that are leaning more towards Republican than ever since this administration been in office. They're starting to see the corruption of this administration. So politically, it's going to do what it's going to do. But right now, we're at the time of the – I don't know if you ever read about the walls of Jericho, and they're collapsing. With the immigration coming through the borders, so far it's supposed to be 2.2 million that came over. And this is where they speak about in Revelation, the seal numbers six, where, you know, we will be overran. Our communities will run out of resources. California right now is over $68 billion in debt, have a deficit. So they are looking to cut benefits. Then on top of, like you said, San Francisco and where we're at in Sacramento, you're looking at California's leaving California at a tremendous rate. So that's going to hurt as well. And the homeless population is exploding. So domestically, we have domestic terrorism, terrorists that came across the borders from the north and the south, as it is written. So what we are witnessing, pretty much the world going free, but it's going to go free at a cost, and the cost of a lot of lives. And it's all about us, you know, the brothers and the sisters. It's our time. But those who still lean on the system will fall with the system. So we as a people must wake up and see what this thing is really is and what it's really all about. Why is Israel fighting? Why is Joe Biden administration supporting genocide? And we'll, now, when you look at it like that, when you say, hey, we all know that The Hague and Israel is violating The Hague and the international courts. So if America's government is going along with Israel, imagine what they'd do to us. We got to believe that it's possible because they did this to our communities throughout history. And we all can say, hey, Joe Biden can pretend like he loved black America because he got a couple of peoples with him. But shit, Colorado did the same thing with Deion Sanders. Get us a nigger because we're losing. They played the same game over and over. Rewash. And we fall for it. We fall for it because we – go ahead.
But, okay, preparation. Given that it, politically, as I mentioned, it's at the fourth quarter, 1 minute to go.
Mm-hmm.
Preparation. Because I understand what you're exactly saying about the language in the book of Revelation. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we prepare? What do we need to do to prepare from your point of view?
So my point of view, what I have done, you know, this is for all the brothers. You guys come together, if you can, possible. Get you some land, especially outside of California, especially outside of the major cities, because those are going to be the first to fall. Get you some land. If you can't afford land, make sure you get you a backpack that's able to go. And when I talk to people about the survival kits, it's almost like, hey, I'm going camping. What do I need for camping? And then you ask survival, someone, you know, trying to attack your campsite or whatever, what do you need for that situation? You want to have extra food, like, you know, water. What I have in my backpack is these little straws that you be able to filter water by drinking. You got to be able to move when it's time to move because these people are going to run over the cities. I don't know if you guys recall the last election when they was going door-to-door, the people was going door-to-door in New York. And they was kicking in people's doors. I'm talking about this American citizens rioting about this election situation. And one dude's videoing said, look, they're going door to door, and these kids is running through, kicking in doors and scaring old folks. And dude had an AK, like, hey, get up out of here. And they ran off his porch because he was ready. He was strapped. So what I'm saying is, you get your arsenal ready as well, because what I believe what they're going to do is bring in all these immigrants in these major cities, these major hubs. They're bringing them in from the south, and they're being transported by bus throughout America. That's a war plan. And what you do, you feed them, you clothe them, and give them shelter, and then you take it away. What do you think is going to happen? Crime is already up. Look at they stealing, they breaking in your cars. We haven't seen a car being stripped since the 80s in the middle of streets, tires, doors, everything. So it's going to get even 10 times worse because America is broke and broken. And you have all these nations that is turning against her. I know y'all heard about the BRIC currency and the whole thing. So America is on the way out. It's her fall. So when we talk about survival, Me personally, I got 115 acres of land up in the mountains of Arizona, right in the corner of New Mexico, Albuquerque, near Albuquerque. And my elevation is about 5,800 feet in elevation. And we're pretty well isolated. But the problem is, you know, I got to get there, and I got to pretty much pay attention and know when to get up out of here, get up out of California, get up out of here. So that would be my alternative.
Hey, brother, can I ask you a question? This is Gabbar.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this sounds more like a revolutionary type of thing, right? So do you think that it'll be safe for us to take arms and protect our family through this time? I yield back.
Oh, yes, sir, without a doubt. You know, they are limiting now ammo. So you try to get it as quick as possible and get as much as possible. You want to get ammo. You want to get crossbows. You want to get bow and arrows. You want to get anything that say, hey, if I run out of a bullet, what I got to survive? Because this thing is going to be a 7-year war here in America, meaning that it's going to be blackouts, no power. We got to understand, because it says in this, what black folks got to realize is this. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, somebody's following the script. Somebody's following the script. We can look at that thing and read it and be able to interpret it and see it for word for what it is and what is happening today. So he's saying, hey, it's going to be a blackout. They're going to knock out power. How do they do that? Well, they do have the technology called EMPs, electromagnetic pulse weapons, and shut down every motherboard across this country. And they already having that talk right now with Russia and China with the supersonic weapons that they have. So imagine right now they do it in the winter across America. He's talking about war. So when you're looking at Israel and what they're doing and committing genocide, we'll make the other side say, hell with everybody then. We commit genocide too, because they committing genocide. They want war with us. Let's give it to them. America is at her end. Her bully days are over. And we're going to be attacked. That's without a doubt. Because America have no choice. If you look at America and Google her resources, she don't have the resources to take her into the future. So she got to continue to steal. But look at Africa. Africa's saying, fuck the West, period. We're not giving up our resources anymore. So what's she going to have to, what's she going to do? She got 330 million citizens. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me back that last statement up about Africa and its resources. That is true. I have been reading where various places in Africa and the president of those places are saying that the resources, both the America and France, is limited.
Right.
And so what that means to me is that the resources that you're right. I don't disagree with you at all in what you're saying. That's why I ask about preparation, and I believe the last individual asked about arming ourselves. Well, okay. What would you consider it would be a logical next step at this point with this knowledge?
Well, like I said, the logical thing to me is finding some land. Us brothers that's 50 years old and older, you know, we can't, you know, do all this running, climbing, jumping, and things of that nature, right? Unless you are prepared for this war down in the streets, because it's going to be hungry. You look at the cities right now, and they got all these homeless people. Like, I'm in Sacramento. You can find homeless encampments everywhere. They just haven't got loose yet. When this budget comes in and they're gonna have to start cutting some of these resources to save money. $68 billion is nothing that you can snare at. So they're gonna start cutting a lot of things, and you're seeing a lot of companies are laying off a lot of people. They have banking issues. They talking about JP Morgan will be filing bankruptcy in 2 weeks. because the pressure on the dollar. People are thinking that's the inflation going up. No, the dollar is losing its value. America is dying. Empire is over. And we got to see for what it is. The empire was based on racism, global dominance. It's over. She has nothing to stand on now. Black folks saying, no, we don't want no more. We don't want no more of your deception. And by us speaking, as it said in the scriptures, by us speaking and start speaking out the truth, it's going to diminish it because the truth will set us free. Now we're saying, hey, you Jews are fake. Hey, we the real peoples. Now the Jews saying, hey, the biggest problem in America is Black America. Why? We ain't got a gun or nothing. We ain't got no army. Because we speaking. We are exposing. And then now the world's catching on like, man, they've been treating us like this too. Well, the Jews are behind everything. And here you have the dominoes are falling. Now South Africa said, hey, we want to hit the only nation in the world right now. South Africa said, hey, we want to go to The Hague. We want to charge Israel the war crimes. And America said, nah, ain't nothing wrong with Israel. Then the rest of the world said, yes, it is, America. Yes, it is, Europe. There's something wrong. Y'all committed war crimes, ain't saying nothing, but when we do it, it's a problem. So now you hear wars and rumors of wars. And that's where we're at. And as a Black community, we got to face that fact. Say it again.
Yeah. Yeah, just double R, one more question for you. You're speaking about California, the deficit, let's say $68
billion. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So that we have a rainy day fund. Do you know, I mean, not saying that, I mean, as California being the fourth, you know, richest, you know, in all the world, you know what I mean? And, of course, United States number one, California is powerful. So are you saying that California about to be broke?
Well, California has money, right? But they have a $68 billion deficit as far as giving money out to entities, right? But you got to look at what we're talking about, broke. California was already broke. America's already broke based on the fiat currency. The manipulation of the dollar was kept her alive and well because they used what you call the Saudi Arabia's oil called the petrodollar to back her dollar up. Now, I want you to take it in this perspective, right, fam? You got 333 million American citizens right now, right? When you look at how America was able to take a fiat paper currency, print money like it was a printing press based on somebody else's oil. Now Saudi Arabia is saying, hey, we're no longer going to allow you to use our dollars, our oil to back your dollars, right? You built this big kingdom. And now the world's saying, hey, we're going with brick. We want gold to back our dollars. But you printed quadrillions of dollars circulating around the globe. And you built kingdoms and military bases all over the world. You don't have enough gold to back this kingdom. So somebody got to go. Because if the world's going to go back their currency with gold, America don't have that much money. I must go to back the kingdom that globally. So she falls. The dollar is over. She was only rich because she was a printing press. She wasn't rich because of resources. She was rich because of someone's oil, allowing them to use their oil to back their dollar, to build this big old military, to go and bully people for stealing resources. Now, when you get caught for stealing, you know, when the world don't want you no more, you know, you're done. The empire's way too big. If they go gold back, she ain't got enough gold to maintain this thing that they built based on fiat currency. I hope I made that plain for you.
You have.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
My second question, Madam, at the heels of that is, okay, here in the local area, what the men like us sit around this call and around and whatnot, what should we be talking about and acting upon. What's our first step with the community? Because obviously the community, many members of the community have no knowledge of what you have just said. None.
Right.
How do we get this message to them?
Well, you know, we've been talking for a long time. The talk is about over. That's why they said. That's why they said not many of them gonna make it. Many's not gonna make it. So for those who have the ear to hear and the eyes to see, they come and prepare themselves for the bridesmaid. So me, myself, and my people, we and I offered this to a lot of brothers and sisters that understand that really want to get out the way. I have 115 acres of land, isolated. We have seen people's coming and see people's going. And let me explain something to you when I purchased the land. What made me buy the land where I have located is that I was up there looking at the land, and I took off my shoes and put my foot down in the dirt so I can ground myself and see what it is. So when I put my foot down in the dirt, in the sand, and I'm looking down on my feet, and as soon as I looked up, I seen a nuclear bomb go off. But it did not affect us. I seen it far off, and that's when I say this is the land that I need. This is the land that I want. And it's on top of a ridge, and it's way up, way up. It won't, from both sides, it won't be able to come up from behind, but they'd be able to come up from the front, but we'd be able to see them coming. But we're so far away from any civilization. There won't be no reason for nobody to really come back up, and they won't be at. And it's a big community. We got all kind of animals and everything running through the land. So, and you're able to also grow, and I'm right on top of an aquifer. So you got plenty of water beneath my feet. So, you know, you got to plan like that. We can't be in the cities. It says that in the scriptures. He said, get out the cities. You got to get out.
All
those
right,
going to be
you.
The main targets. Say it again.
No, I just said thank you. Thank you. My son, myself, and I'm Vietnam veteran, and I'm a combat veteran, so I understand clearly what you're saying. And mm-hmm. I have been watching internationally and various other bits and pieces also. So my son has been, really ringing this bell, and so thank you very much. Thank you. I only wish that this language and concept would help save quite a few, because I agree with you. There are going to be lots of our people that are not going to make it. And
mm-hmm.
I may be one of at the appropriate time. But
yep.
I'll say this. I'm not going to lay down and roll over.
And that's the whole key, man. That's the whole key. Don't just give it up just to be giving it up. Because he said at the end, we will inherit this whole thing. We just got to survive the casualty that's coming. Just like Noah when he prepared his ark. We just got to prepare ours as well. We're going to be here. For those who have the eye, because we don't have that protection. Because if you're able to see it, that means you were chosen. If you're able to understand, that means you were chosen. Now you got to choose what you want to do with your information that you inherently understand. This is our inheritance. This is not no game.
No, I fully understand. It's not a game. Given that you and I are dialoguing, acquisition of land, and let's just say for conversation that I cannot get to Arizona, what would be wise in this area?
What would be wise? What? Say it again, sir.
In this area, what would be wise? If I cannot, and this for conversation, if I cannot get to where you are, which would be in Arizona, What would be a good first step here?
Well, if you can't get to Arizona, like I said, I would try to locate a place where you are able to get to with no problem, even if you got to hike, you know, but get out of the main cities. And the problem is when they have issues in the cities, everybody's going to try to leave the cities and get out.
Sure.
So they're going to hit every little major outlet. And I tell folks, if there any nuclear situation take place, anybody talking about nuclear's coming, you go in your street and see if you can find a storm drain and manhole, pop a manhole in. A lot of them are 15 to 30 feet deep at times, right? So you go down in those. Storm drains, you have, you know, six foot wide pipes. You can travel through the whole city, right, in those situations. But pay attention to the climate and prepare to, they say in the scriptures, come out of what you feel comfortable in, meaning your home, meaning what you feel comfortable. So when you see these situations, you just got to say, hey, I'm leaving it all. I got to prepare to go. You just got to pay attention. That's all I do is pay attention to what's going on in my surroundings and what's going on internationally, because they said that it's going to be a domino effect over in the east first. If water will come up from the deserts. We already got that. They're saying that the Euphrates River will dry up. We got that. Everything that they said was happening is happening now. The deserts will start blooming. Huh?
The Bible was not wrong in its depiction of what has happened and what is going to happen. It is not wrong.
Right.
It is us who are, lost in the weeds in a sense. And I mean us, and I mean just the humanity, period, lost in the weeds. Because being an ex-officer, I do know that part of my training before I retired was in military tactics. Well, now that automatically tells me that somebody is gearing up to utilize both the National Guard, the U.S. Army, and the police, you understand, to sweep the streets clean. So, and martial law is part of that. And I've been involved at least early on in my military experience in a concept of martial law. So I know exactly what that looks like. I'm not an alarmist, but I do see exactly what you're saying. And a lot of people that may be listening may be shocked at what you're saying. But there are some of us who do clearly understand, because I see the signs. I see the signs just like everybody else, but I'm not lost in the sense that I'm not preparing.
The key word you just said, you see the signs, right? And also, what we shouldn't do is live in fear. This is not a fear tactic. I'm not telling nobody to fear anything.
True.
What I'm saying is, hey, we're going to war. Get ready for battle. That's it. You either prepare yourself for it, or you can say, hey, I'll let Jesus take care of it. You dig? But I tell people this. You know, they say, well, we're gonna die anyway. You don't know what suffering is. You don't know when it comes to the point where live or die, will I kill myself? You haven't been in those situations. So what you want to do is prepare to live first. Prepare to live. If death comes, then let death come. But prepare to live. Prepare to survive. They say, what if a nuclear bomb go off in San Francisco? You survive it here. Where you at? You even can survive it in San Francisco, but you hope the impact take you out. But if you survive the impact, what you going to do? That's called suffering. Me, I don't want to go through that. I want to be like Noah. I want to prepare my ark. So when the smoke clear, I'm still here. And it's not just about me, it's about my family, my sons, my grandchildren. So, you know, that's me and my personal way of thinking, you know. I'm just preparing the ark for myself and my family and the people that, you know, that's ready. I have brothers and sisters that's come from North Carolina, South Carolina. They came and built tiny houses on my land with no charge. I didn't charge them anything. Just go ahead and do what you need to do, because it's going to take a village.
Okay, brother. So you saying that your acres in Arizona is going to be a refuge for everybody? I mean, for people who want to come, is it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, question. I'm ready, dog. I got an RV.
Okay.
Load it up,
yes, sir.
And head your way, you feel me? You got
yes,
hookups?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you feel me? I mean, what type of hookups do you have as far as us surviving there? You have electric? Do you have, you know, water? You say you have fresh water.
But every man is for themselves as far as their living quarters. I have an RV, and also I have a tiny house up there. So my tiny house is about 12 by 40 with upstairs, downstairs. And I have solar running through the whole thing, you know, keep heat, lights, everything. And also I have a wood-burning stove as well. Just in case, you know, like I say, EMP, I would definitely be able to have be able to burn wood. I got wood all on the property, you know. Like I said, we have food. There's wild animals running across there. I have horses already down below. Like I said, every man for himself. So in the hookup, you're talking about going to use the restroom, shit, you got a whole, you know, a whole mountain side to go use the restroom. So,
okay,
you know. You know, we surviving, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well,
so
man, I
got to
get your hookup, man. This is Double R, man. I need your hookup, dog. I mean, slide me your number. So, because I think this is like manna from the sky, you know what I'm saying, what you're talking about and getting us prepared
Most
for
definitely.
Because I didn't see this coming. Yeah.
Right. See, TV giving us an illusion, and these holidays giving us an illusion like everything is okay. It's not.
Right.
It's not. You look at the family structure, everybody's falling and slipping and falling apart, relationships, kids is out of line. You know, too many people didn't celebrate the holidays as they used to. And that is a barometer to show you that the empire is slipping because we're not no longer believing in their tradition. The religion heads are being exposed, the church is being exposed. It's a lot going on. And this is what you call a dying empire.
Yeah, well, I did an in-depth study on the Book of Revelations, and I was told that it was in chronological order. I think right now we're in church history. What is that, chapter 4 or 5, I guess. So,
we're
going to stick
right
that,
now, baby. If
so
you go look,
skipping, what chapter we at?
I believe it's 18:4, but you go look at the sixth seal. Read about the sixth seal, head into the seventh seal. The seventh is the last seal. But read the sixth seal and look around the world and see if we're there or not. You'll be able to see it. You can tell. You can tell.
Can I get your number, brother?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready. Yes, sir.
Okay. 707.
Gotcha.
396-9399. That is 707-396-9399. Call me Yusef.
Okay, what's your name?
Yusef, Y-U-S-E-F.
Okay, wait a minute.
707-396-9399.
Okay. All right. Come on.
So my next order is this, man. Look for y'all one of those gun shows. Go start buying your stuff that you need in your ammo. Go get the stuff that you need, man. Get you some knives.
I'm ready, brother. I stay ready.
Right.
So do I.
I'm ready.
Because they're not bringing these immigrants in here for nothing. And these are military-aged men. They work for the United Nations. And the United Nations is ran by a Jew. America is run by Jews. In the scriptures, they said the Jews was trying to take our birthright. They know their time is up. They want to kill the children of God. Who are the children of God? Those that were in bondage for 400 years. Long as we're alive, they're dead. They're thinking if we're dead, their kingdom stay alive. Why? Because we're exposing the truth.
Okay, when you say we, do you say Americans or black people?
Black folks.
There you go. Okay, gotcha.
We even waking up white folks to who we are. They starting to admit, oh, they are the original people. They stole from them. White people are reading as well, based on us speaking. They want to see if these niggas telling the truth. And when they do, they say, damn, they've been telling the truth. We've been deceived to hate these people and love the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now your kingdom is in trouble. Now they're starting to see the deception of their own government and saying, we don't want none of y'all. Why? Because the black man and black woman got to get back on the throne for this whole earth to heal. So now that we're at this time, you're going to have earthquakes in diverse places. You're going to have tornadoes. You're going to have winter storms that's going to be crazy. It's their time is up.
What's your ETA of this happening?
That's something I can't give an ETA on, but I know that this year it's going to be a really it's going to hurt America a lot. You're going to see a lot of things taking place. The bank's going to fold. They're going to try to get you on a digital currency. People's not going to understand it on time. They're going to have a lot of folks hungry, and it's going to be where you can't even go in the grocery store and come out with grocery bags. They're going to try to rob you and take your groceries from you as you come out. Why are you thinking they're letting these people go in these stores and take what they want and nobody going to jail? They want you to get used to that, not even just get used to that so they can lock up everything so you can go into that digital situation. You can't get nothing unless you can't even go in a store unless you have a digital card. That's what they speak about in the Bible. Man won't be able to buy or sell anything until they get the mark of the beast. That's digital.
Mm.
Then as we start going into that, the Most High do his thing. Then he going to shut everything off. Boom. Now you ain't got no digital. You know how your phones work. Everything working through your phone. You get a crack in your phone. You can't even operate your phone. Your screen crack. You can't scroll. You can't get nothing. No access to nothing. You get a hack. Your phone is down. You can't buy nothing. So what's the alternative is going to be? Well, if you put it in your hand, you won't have these problems.
Now, you'll notice, Brother Youssef, that very few people are talking, but a lot of people are listening and thinking about what you're saying. They may not have language that they want to express at this moment, but I believe that there are a lot of listeners who do understand exactly what you're saying, exactly, word for word. A fear of this type of stuff is why I think it's what keeping other voices from being, because they quote, there's some optimism.
Yeah.
That hopefully it won't go that way. But, again, anybody that's been in the military and anybody that's been in law enforcement can see clearly that things are headed in a direction that talk is not gonna get it.
Right.
Conversations are not going to be had. So I think that today's topic is starting to shake some individuals in their foundation.
A belief of
what exactly is going on that either they refuse to take a look at or are scared to take a look at. But it's nonetheless
it's fear.
It's happening.
It's fear. You know, they see what's going on. A lot of brothers don't know which way to go. A lot of sisters don't have a brother to teach them or tell them and put this thing together so they can understand. Because we all feel it. That's one thing we can do. We feel something just ain't right within this nation. The happiness is gone. Natural happiness. So now we got to get drunk on some marijuana to numb the situation where we're seeing, right? But we all feel something is happening, something ain't normal, something ain't right. We feel deception and illusions all around us. Everybody's fake. The women fake. The men fake. You know? everybody being exposed. It's a lot going on. It said in the scripture, it says the last days they become lovers of money. Everybody want to chase the bag. Everybody want to look like something. Everybody want to be something. Nobody's happy within themselves.
Brother Mark.
Nobody.
Yep. Brother Mark makes that, as Brother Mark has made the comment about the bag since mm-hmm. I've met him. And that's almost a year that I've known this man. But his constant conversation is about the bag. And you're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
chasing
right.
the bag.
I say. I totally
correct.
Agree with this brother.
Me
I
too.
Totally agree with this brother. And I'm glad to hear this brother talking because
me
I
too.
Needed to hear this brother talking. We needed to be woken up. See, a lot of us are still asleep. A lot of us are refusing to wake up because of the bag. That's why I say it's important that we gather up some land while we can. The cities ain't nothing but destruction. California is nothing but it was designed just for us. That's why they tried to get all the blacks to get to California. They sit there all cotton up so they come out here because California is a trap. It's only two ways out to something.
Yep.
So, I mean, so we have to wake up. And those of us with a military mind and a godly mind know better. Like I say, I did 10 years in the military, and I was a NBC, NCO. So that's what I studied. Nuclear biological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how nuclear biological warfare operates. And I also understand how this system operates. The system operates off of greed and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things is what's killing us, greed and fear. We have the fear to come out of these comfort zones, as the brother has said. Like I said, if a man cannot survive outside them walls of his perimeter, he's going to die. He's going to suffer.
Yep.
He don't know how to grow a damn thing. He don't know how to fish for nothing. He don't know how to hunt for nothing. He can't do nothing without the help of the system.
And they never seen a mob that is hungry. You never seen a hungry mob.
But I'm going to tell you what, when I was in Korea, I seen some hungry people. I threw a pack of MREs out the window. Not the whole pack. I had opened up some crackers, and I didn't need crackers all the time. I threw the crackers out the window, and, man, these little kids come out of nowhere. I mean, I was driving through the hills in Korea. These kids come out of nowhere grabbing them crumbs. See, so hunger is going on everywhere. And everywhere that America has set foot, they caused devastation. They took away the resources.
And let me show you the psychological difference from what you've seen with your crackers over there. So the difference is from there to here is this. Back in 1933, when they had the Great Depression, you had soup lines, right? People stood in line to get their soups. But the way that the mentality of the people today, they are what we call right now. I want everything right now. Right, so there is not going to be no waiting in any lines. These people are spoiled. They say they spoil rotten to where they're stinking now, and that's what it says in scriptures, right? So therefore, it ain't going to be no sitting around and waiting on somebody to throw a cracker out the window. The hip hop music has already been trained them. They're going take. We're on a different frequency, so it's going to be crazy.
I'm totally aware of it. I'm totally aware of it. Because I see it today. It's just like when it's going to be just like Black Fridays, when people rushing in to try to get something, think they're getting a good deal. And I already know because I work at Walmart. See, God allows you to see certain things. He places those that he have awakened to see these things, see the signs.
You got it.
To see
what's
going to happen.
Yes, sir.
And we've been taught that certain things you can't eat. That's got an expiration date. Well, you learn how to preserve your own stuff.
That's it.
You keep stuff in a cool, dry place. It don't go bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to learn how to survive. You got books out here that teaches you how to survive. What you could eat from the ground that grows from the ground. This grass that you cut. You cut down food.
Right.
You cutting food. You throwing away food. Food that's healthy for you. See?
Yes,
so like
sir.
I said, we got to wake up. I got tubes that I can filter my water with. See, I'm not out here running around blinded, looking like a dummy. Like I said, I don't have a lot of book knowledge because I never needed it. God gave me everything I
needed. God gave it to us all. Yes, sir. Talk, bro.
He gave every man the gift of common sense. We just refuse to use it. And once you gain knowledge, knowledge pushes common sense out the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got a lot of these brothers sitting up here in the church reading their Bible over and over and over and over again. If you study, you only have to read something one time to get the gist of it.
What we got to understand is this, like, the age of Pisces is over. The age of Pisces is the age of belief. This is where they gave us all the belief systems of religion and things of that nature. We are in an age of Aquarius right now. The belief system is dead, and a lot of folks are dying with that era. It's over. So we're in the age of knowing, and we knowing something's about to happen, and we know a new age is coming that's dawning, and the old one is going to fade away. That's all it is. It happened every 25,000-year cycle. So the age of Pisces is over, and they still live. Some, a lot of people are living in that belief system that they created over in Rome. We going into this age of information so we can wake up. It's the age of awakening. And the age of Pisces, which they built this thing on, it's a wrap. It's over.
Brother, just like you said, those of us who are my age, I'm 62. Those of us who are my age and a little younger and that's older than me should know this. They should know all this. Like I said, if they paid attention to the music that was played back in the 60s and 70s, they would know all this.
Yes,
that's when the Fifth Dimension made the song, The Age of Aquarius.
Yep.
Dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
Yep.
Isley Brothers, we got to fight the power.
Yep. Yep.
Isley Brothers, Harvest for the World.
Harvest for the World. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir.
OJ, don't call me brother when you're doing this. And man, it's like I say, God has put it out there so we would not be dumbfounded. So we wouldn't be unlearned, these things, it's not new. It's been happening. Signs is all around, just like the brother said. But, like I say,
a lot of folks
are caught up.
Can y'all tell can any of you brothers tell me how long Noah was going around telling the people the end was coming?
Too long. They called him a drunk and a fool.
Yeah, it was 120 years. He was prepping. Now, our grandparents were telling us, the end is coming. The end is coming. Well, do you think it's about 120 years that we've been hearing that?
Man, look here. And little yellow duck was running around seeing the sky was falling.
Right. So now they see aliens everywhere. They see spaceships all over the world. Over Brazil, they saying they got them and sitting on top of the hill on a mountain looking down at them. I mean, it's everywhere. And it says all we'll see all of these things. He said in the last days, it said it would be so frightening in the scriptures. It said that it would be so frightening to turn a baby's hair white. So it's going to be some things that we're going to see that we ain't going to understand. And there's going to be some, like the book of Ezekiel and Zechariah, when your brothers get a chance, read it. You know, they was talking about flying objects back then. Who are these angels that's coming up in the clouds? The destroyers. The destroyers.
He
said, flee the cities, because Solomon and Gomorrah and all these other representations, these representatives of these nations are falling. They're coming down. My enemies, because you are defiled the Mother Earth. She's getting sick of us. It's like a dog with fleas. I got to shake this thing up. Why? Because she's tearing down the trees that I need, because I need the carbon that comes from the human beings. We made for one another.
Come on, brother. Come on.
We are made for one another. So now you want to tear down the trees so I can't give out the oxygen and what I need, the carbon, in order to survive.
Yes.
And they talking about climate change, too much carbon. No, y'all want to kill us.
The Earth said,
I'm going to shake it up. Earth said, I'm going to shake it up.
Well, brother, I'm so glad you're on here.
One of the clear signs of what you have just said and what you and Brother Mark have just been talking about is, and my, this where I was born and raised, San Francisco. We all know that San Francisco was the mecca of the West Coast.
Mm-hmm,
it
yes.
has fallen so far
mm-hmm.
deep, and there will be no recovery. And this mm-hmm. is right before our eyes. The city of San Francisco is a dead place at this time. It will be going forward.
I remember a time when they said it was sinking. But you know what slowed the sinking down? You know what slowed the sinking down? Most of them that was there, they spread it out to other cities. They spread it and went mm-hmm. to Atlanta. Now Atlanta is the mecca of homosexuality.
Right.
I was just about to say that. All you got to do is see it. Homosexuality is on the top.
God allowed me to go around and see a lot of things. You see a lot of stuff when you travel. See a lot of people ain't traveled.
Mm-hmm.
I drove from not coast to coast, but I done been down, drove to Atlanta many a times, down to Florida. You see things. You see things. All the borders are messed up.
Yep.
The borders are messed up. So you want to get away from the borders. All the borders, you want to get away from there. Because that's where hell going to break loose at. See, that's why go ahead.
Outside of the podcast that the brothers are on, that we are on, the only black station here that doesn't have a way to express this same language that the masses of people listen to.
Well, Brother Joe, we're not the only ones doing this. We have underground stations. We have pirated stations.
Oh.
You know, there are many ways to get the word across, and the word is out there. We're not the only ones.
We have
a lot of comrades out there. So safety, finding a safe place, is not hard if you got your ears to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like the Indians used to do, they put their ears to the ground and listen.
They did.
And
see,
when it's real silent, you can hear things. See, the earth speaks. See, we're all, like the bro said, we're connected. Trees, that's why I have to get out there and go fishing. Because my joy, God gave me peace and joy that no man can
mm-hmm.
take. A man can give you happiness, which is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But some think that's joy. That's not joy. Joy is inside of you. But if you allow someone into your joy, he can destroy your joy. But I go fishing. I get out there in the open areas because that's where I get connected. I get rooted. I get grounded. See, that's why
right.
I'm so happy to hear this brother speak. Man, I sit on this phone line so quiet. I very seldom do that. But
yeah,
I finally
right.
heard somebody just speaking with a sound mind.
See, right.
Giving us suggestion of what we need.
Right. So what we're looking at right now globally is Israel is really being exposed. America is backing a tyrant. The world, as it's spoken in the Bible, will come against Babylon. The UK don't know right now what she want to do. She don't know if she want to straddle the fence and stay with America, Israel, or lean towards the East, which is China, Russia, the BRIC nations, India, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So that will, if UK do that, they got to get rid of the king. And that's when you have a suicide king. So they don't, and they know they won't have the power anymore. European power will be dead globally. So right now they gonna have to either strike together, East versus West, period, or they will have to fight to the death. They gonna have to fight to the death, or either pick a side. America could be by herself in this. Whether we know it or not, Israel is getting hammered right now. They're not telling us this. The Houthis, the Yemenis, the Syria, and Iran is lighting Israel up. A couple of warships been sunken over in the Red Sea that belongs to the United States, but she done some damage as well. But right now, cargo products is not coming through the Red Sea. They're talking about 23% to 24% of cargo comes through there. And when you're talking about taking 24%, 23% of the cargo that's coming out of the world, that's going to hurt, especially on a global scale. Now they're talking about China is taking over the Panama Canal. These are called global war tactics. They're coming against United States. The dragon. Everybody talking about when the dragon comes. Who do you think the dragon is? China. Every New Year's, you see that dragon out there doing this thing and breathing fire. They didn't think China was going to get stronger until 2050. China is saying, we ready now. Now that America is weak, it's time to strike. Russia, America is weak, it's time to strike. All these nations that they colonized is ready. They ready. France is being kicked out of banning every African nation. They're making their ambassadors leave, closing down shop. South Africa told Israel, take your embassy and everything up out of here. We don't want you no more. Look at what's going on.
That's it.
You took over the world. You've been running this world. Satan been running this world for a long time now. Satan is exposed. What do you think Satan's going to do? I want all of you brothers, when you get a chance, look up options, Samson options. It's called the Samson option. Look it up when you get a chance. This is their next move. This is the reason why they're building these bunkers. They're saying if they can happen.
They've been building bunkers for years.
Yeah,
they have been building bunkers for years. And we got a few brothers
know what's
that's building bunkers.
They know
we got
what's
some
coming.
Brothers in them hills out there.
Yep. Yep. They know what's coming. They know what's coming. But they think they're gonna build a new world.
And,
after all this
like
one here destroyed.
And like the brother was saying, when you do go this, if it happens and you can't get out and you decide to go underground, you better have you enough rations.
Yep.
Because after it hits, that's when the devastation starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the devastation starts. Because that fallout is a motherfucker.
Yep. Even, okay, you have the fallout. You have the devastation. You have the fallout. I mean, if you're far away, what is it going to do to the commerce, period? It's going to stop everything in the United States. It's going to shut down.
Commerce is gone. That's gone. That's going to affect it right off the bat.
You understand what I'm saying?
Everything above ground is gone. Everything above ground is gone.
I'm talking about like that. We're in California.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened over in San Francisco, right? We way in Sacramento. We talking about the panic, the stores, commerce, surviving. It's going to be crazy in these streets.
Well,
it's
going to
be crazy.
You also have to understand, if something hits Frisco, Sacramento is gone. It's going to be washed out. If see, all it do is hit that ocean, a tidal wave. Once that water get over them hills, it's gone. This
yeah.
valley is going to settle here.
Yeah.
So
yep.
you better have your boat.
Yeah, because it's a valley. Because you know they say.
One big lake.
Yep, exactly. Because we in the boat.
Lake.
You are correct.
So I
especially
those levels. You know. Go ahead, my brother.
Because, you know, last year when we had the record snow was from the vortex that we had last year, right? So we had snow impacts. We had a lot of water. And I was telling people, California's about to flood within 2 to 3 inches of water all the way across, right? How much water based on the water content that was in the snow. But what I didn't calculate is that all the lakes and rivers wasn't full at the time. And the ground was dry. But guess what's going on this year? All the rivers are full. All the grounds are saturated. And all the lakes are full. So we get what we had last year, California definitely going to be flooded out. Just by that alone. So they're talking about this another El Nino year. So we might have a devastating winter. We already have multiple days of rain already. So there's a lot of things that's mounting up, you know. Just, you know, like I said, brothers, all we can do, man, is pay attention and prepare ourselves. You know, what we don't want to do is get caught up in the war. Let them fight it out. We sit back and clean up afterwards. But let them fight it out. Just get out the way. Because this is not your fight. This is a fight against evil versus evil. Those that could then wasn't blessed to hear and see, they got to go anyway. They wasn't chosen. They got to knock each other off so we can live. That includes family members and everything.
Yeah. Hey, brother, you know this is the election year. I think I'm veer off a little bit, but I think it's going to come back. So
it's all tied in.
What the election year. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that this, and you know there's Trump supporters, the Proud Boys, and the over 200 nationalists that you have here, which is KKK. Don't you think that they're going to try and start a revolutionary war or a race war?
Okay, so let me explain to you about the Trump situation. I don't want nobody to get offended by what I'm about to tell you. But I want you guys to put on your thinking caps for a minute, right? Trump was a must. Brother, you what you mean by Trump was a must. We have been captivated by Obama's smile to believe that we are seceding in this country. What we did not do as a black community is pay attention to the policies and legislation that was signed while he was in office. He put us back instead of moving us forward. Got to go look at the information.
Come on, my brother. Tell him.
So Trump came in office. Y'all name me one white man that y'all ever witnessed that say, I don't like the FBI. I don't like the CIA. I don't like the Republicans, the Democrats. I don't like the news agencies. Whether we know it or not, he was on our side. He was an exposer. We allow what the brothers said, KKK and all this here. That is just one operation that they have upon us. That is a feeling. So they mentioned, what do you think Joe Biden doing right now in churches? The KKK, the racism, he is a racist.
Mm-hmm.
But they use that for your emotion because we are emotional people. They use that as a tactic to get elected. It's like Colorado. Go get us Deion Sanders. Go get us somebody. It's like when the first black man got in the NFL. Get us one of those. And when he came in, we need one too. But all the time, they're still racist. That's all the Democratic Party is. We need a couple of niggas because we were the Dixiecrats. We are the party of the KKK. We killed Abraham Lincoln. We are the president that was in office that killed Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. Those were Democrats.
I say.
But they continue to blame the Republicans. We blame the Republicans and we living up under Democrat government when we got all the tails up under Democrats. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Trump was the exposer. Trump was a friend. Depending on how you look at it. If you're emotional, you're going to lean towards the Democrats. But if you can see, you're going to say, man, that's my nigga. They treating him like a nigga. In front of our eyes, and we can't see it. One time we was throwing our fists in the air, talking about going in the Capitol, the Black Panthers, going in the Capitol guns. Now they saying white folks going to Capitol, and we mad. Oh, insurrection. Who's programming you? Since when you start liking the government? What kind of brainwash are they doing? Don't even talk about reparations. They talk about it through the midterms elections and the federal elections. Don't hear nothing about it. Didn't hear nothing about no KKK until midterm elections coming or the federal election comes. These are games. They're going to do it for another four, then another four, then another four, and we keep going for the same BS. Same BS. So Trump was my man. Get him, Trump. Why? Because I want you to expose everything so everything can come out on the table so the whole world can see. Now look at the world now. You think we'll be where we at if Trump went in office? Trump just told America, hey, the people that y'all call the Indians, they ain't the real Indians. Because we were here first.
I say.
They got y'all looking at the man as his poison. They made him a virus. They made him a virus to the black community. Now they're using black folks to go after him, black prosecutors, black this. These are niggas that will be in the house with the house niggas that's doing the bidding for the KKK, which is the Dixiecrats, which is the Democrats. You break that word down itself. Demo, Latin word, means demon. Crats, come from the word craxies, means crazy, means out of control. What the Democrats want? They want to chop your baby's penis off and give them a vagina, give them puberty blockers, allow homosexuals and transgenders going to the schools to teach the children. Come on, man. We're on the wrong side. We're on the wrong side. Well, he's taking away women's rights. No, he's not. He's telling women to be more responsible. The demon is full of tricks and deception. We vote for our own demise because we can't see. We are like infants. That's why they call us minors, which is the minority. We are infant in our thinking. And that's why Lyndon B. Johnson said, hey, I had these niggas voting Democrats for 200 years. It's a trick.
Okay, so we saw Trump in office. He didn't give no reparations. I mean, to me, the Democrats and the Republicans is full of shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, why are we spending our time voting on these people and they ain't gave us nothing for 161 years since the Civil War? You know what I'm saying?
Agree.
So I don't believe in none of them.
And I agree with that assessment, right? But understand what I'm saying. It's not about emotions about what one ain't doing. But if you want to look at what Trump do, go look at H.R. 1442 and ask yourself why the liberals didn't tell us about this. When you get a chance, H.R. 1442, he opened up the inquiry of reparations for blacks. There was a brother named Scott. I'm trying to think of the brother who proposed a bill to him, was a congressman, and Obama wouldn't even sign it, but Donald Trump did. You got to look at what Donald Trump did for HBCUs. You look at it for what he did for real violation for infrastructure for the inner cities. He the one that told us, hey, NAFTA is taking advantage of the communities of black Americans. We want to bring back these jobs. They didn't tell you that if you're watching CNN, MSNBC, NBC. Because they need you to stay the slave. You go look at what he actually did, bypass a lot of the Congress and senators by executive order decisions, you will see. Biden's first day in office, guess what he did? Wrote them all off. Boom, boom, boom. They made you hate him because you didn't hear him. I advise every last one of you go look at his inaugurational speech. With an open mind and an open ear, he was attacking all of them on both sides. He said he's going to give the government back to the people where it belongs. That's why they happened. That's why he got 92 counts. He ain't got 92 counts because he did something wrong. Russia colluding, none of that. You ain't seen him. This is all bullshit because he's attacking the system, their system. He's helping it bring it down and for us to see. He shared the light. He even woke up white folks about what's really going on.
got to look deeper.
Well, couldn't he make reparations executive order?
No, you can't make reparations executive order because you have many folks in this country that wasn't even here. You got many Africans that came from Africa. So what he did was, if you go look at H.R. 1442, what he did was try to get all the brilliant black brothers and sisters here that's been studying the situation with slavery. So what he asked, how did it affect us spiritually as far as religious? He asked, how did it affect us financially? Through the systems, far as, you know, destroying our communities, how did it affect us through education by you and use the European education systems? All that is in that bill, and in the bill he said, you guys got to the end of my first term, come up with something. Guess what happened? Anybody who talked or dealt with Donald Trump was cut off. If you was a singer, dancer, producer, whatever. These Jewish liberals and everybody was taking away your finances, taking away your way of life. So nobody would come to the table and put this thing together and submit it to him. It's a bill. But he couldn't find nobody to come together to do it. And me, brothers like myself and others was out there pushing it. Hey, y'all, do y'all know this is out there? We need you brothers and sisters that we got these books talking about slavery. Y'all need to come together and submit some information to Donald Trump. He's trying to give us something. He tried to help, but we wouldn't listen because we are trained to obey the master. And the master has become television. It's easy now. Tell lie to your vision. Now they're trying to do everything in their power to stop him from getting in. Because you know I want him in. You know why I want him in? Because the repercussion is going to be a mother. Everybody on Jeff Epstein's list is going to go to jail. Everybody who came at him is going to go to jail. The Jewish control in this country is going to be diminished. You better hope he get in before they destroy this place. He was trying to stop the immigration. He was trying to build a wall. Look what they did. And look where they're bringing them to. They're bringing all these immigrants into our community. Chicago is going crazy right now. Detroit is going crazy right now. They're telling the people not to let your kids go to school because they're putting immigrants in the school. And the black brothers and sisters said they're in our community, taking away our resources. Donald Trump was trying to stop that. We mad at the wrong people. Or person. Donald Trump let a sister stay in her, found out that a sister that was homeless staying in one of his buildings, allowed her to stay for 3 years without pay. He paid a man's mortgage, black man's mortgage, because he helped him with a flat on his tire in Brooklyn. He hung around black folks. He had a black girlfriend. Tell me when you heard Joe Biden hanging around black folks, just hanging around them. He locked us up in crack, but excusing his own son. Y'all got to see. Y'all got to open your eyes. Stop letting the TV deceive you. Stop letting the
fake
TV
news.
Deceive you.
Fake news,
brother. Fake news is on the attack. It's on the attack. I got a brother I argue with every day because he hate Donald Trump. He used to love Donald Trump. I said, give me one reason why you hate him. You know what he told me? This is as a man. Now, I'm talking to men on the line, right? He said, because he grabbed a woman by his pussy. I said, listen, check this out, fam. I said, you've seen Donald Trump in the past, jet setting. He walk around with his shirt unbuttoned, with his name on his plane. I said, now imagine another brother that's an entertainer, a singer, a dancer, ball player, or whatever, right? Imagine that brother
Imagine that brother, women disallowing that brother to grab him. I said, man, me and myself in my days in the club, I used to have women come to me. You know, I was what you would call a little player, Mac type of brother, and put my hand on their crotch. I said, man, was just grabbing it. They was telling him because they wanted his what he had. That's in everybody who got money. Everybody who got money, a woman throw themselves at them. That's the reality. Y'all made it look like the man was just going around just grabbing the women. Hey, let me grab. That wasn't that way. He just explained it wrong. He just explained it wrong. We understood. The real ones understood. And they got him for that. They made the world, the United States brothers and sisters hate him for that. When P. Diddy and everybody going around grabbing women by the crotches. And it ain't grabbing them by the crotches. You know, you out somewhere, you know, y'all talk, you touch it down, it's, you telling you it's moist. Grab it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I don't mean to be like that on this podcast, but I'm trying to give you something that's real. When a man got that kind of money moving around the world just like that, a woman going to do that. My name is on my plane. He was a playboy.
No, I ain't no disrespect, brother. You making it real vivid for us. Right? You keep doing it.
yes, sir, man.
It's reality.
That's my job.
It's reality.
It's reality,
line,
man.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to read between the lines. You're right, because you got those what you call them yuppies and them, you know, the ones who after the balls, ball players and everything, and they want to, you know, think that thing is better than the other thing, so touch it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Touch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Touch the product. Yeah.
And what he said, he said they let you touch it. He said, man, they want you to touch it.
Right.
They
it's
want
the power
you to feel that thing so you want some of it, and maybe she might get some change out of it, some real change because she's dealing with a baller.
That part.
You know, so, you know, we got to keep it 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to keep it 100, man. We can't let these people just continue to deceive us what this is, man. Trump is the man as far as that political thing. He told Israel, mm-hmm. man, hey, y'all fighting over this, you're killing people over this. Here you go. You want the capital? Here. Y'all want $3 billion for a building? You get out your mind. Here you go. Take the $2,500 and go on about your business. Benny come back and say, hey, Netanyahu really don't want no peace. And now we're starting to see it. He really didn't. He won all of Palestine. We're seeing it today. Trump said that 3 years ago. He said, I talked to Netanyahu, and he do not want no peace talk. He really don't want a deal. I gave them the capital. What more do they want? Now we're seeing it today, genocide. Trump is one of the most understood men in America right now, misunderstood. Because the people can't have the vision to see through the bullshit and the smoke screen. They're doing the same thing to Donald Trump they did to Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Minister Farrakhan, Marcus Garvey, and others. Bring them up on charges. Let's do something.
Well, no, I got to disagree on that, brother. They killed our people. They ain't killed him. So you feel me? I got to.
You know why he ain't killed
him?
Because he is a billionaire. Now, if you go back and look, when he got a Secret Service, he fired everyone that was prone to the Secret Service details in Washington. He got his own security team. He already said, man, I go to McDonald's. Why you go to McDonald's and Burger King? He said, maybe because they can't poison me that fast. He didn't have chefs coming and cooking for him because he didn't know who was who. Just like Farrakhan's lie today, if you listen to Farrakhan's one of his lectures, he said, I'm here today because Malcolm X taught me. What did Malcolm X taught me? Always have security. Always check detail. Make sure everybody come to that door. Why? Because when he did it, he said, hey, just let them come through. Look what happened. They was able to get to me. You learn. And you change things up. Hey, what example did Trump have? What happened to Kennedy? Both Kennedys,
What happened to Reagan? What happened to others? So you learn. Now, I'm more sharper than that, man. Let me give me some real shit around me. As a matter of fact, let me get some Anglo-Saxons around me. Why? Because I don't trust the Jew. I don't even trust my own son. Him and Jared is at it right now. When his daughter came to him, he said, well, I'm going to change my religion. He said, why he can't change his religion to yours? Trump is not no fool. He just misunderstood. And what you're seeing, right now is a war between the Anglo-Saxons and the Ashkenazis. They've been fighting for thousands of years. And the reason why they want to get rid of Trump, because you know he's the head of the Anglo-Saxons right now. And the reason why everybody keep kicking out the Jews and why they ain't got no homeland, because it caused debauchery, homosexuality, rape, everything. If you go look at right now, the major rapers are serial killers in America. Look at their names and go and look at their ethnicity. 99% of them are Jews. We're talking about all of them. Go look at the list. It ain't just white men. There's a difference between these white men. Many of us went to school with white boys. Many of us probably spent the night at white boys' house as youngsters. We were best friends. How many of y'all have a real Jewish friend? It's a difference. That's the real segregators. They the one that owned the plantations, and while the white man was the manager, the managed the plantation. They was just working. The plantation was what you would call a plant. Right now that you go work at a plant, white man is the manager. Who owned it? The Jew. Same thing. They just put somebody in front of them to hide their dirty work. They are the problem. They are the money merchants. Jesus had a problem with who? The money exchangers. He turned over the table, nigga, y'all got deception going all through this joint. But we can't see it. But your brother here bringing y'all the game. Y'all really want to hear it, you're going to get it.
Hey, brother, you thought company. About running for anything, Congress, governor, mayor? What you We need brothers like you in office, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you keep it real. And, hey, man, I'm still trying to digest that pill about Trump, though, homie. I ain't going to lie with you.
I know it's hard, fam.
I know it was a lot of fake. It's hard, dog. It is so hard.
I know it's hard.
I don't like neither one of them. I don't like neither one of these parties, man. Matter of fact, that's why I'm the originator. I created the 1619 Reparations Party, and I'm trying to push that, you know what I'm saying, independent. You feel me? Because I'm voting for myself on election day. I'm voting for myself. I tell every black people, vote for yourself if you believe in reparations. You feel me? Stop wasting your vote on these crackers. You feel? Well, I'm sorry, I said cracker, but you know, cracker means they was original whipping that. You know what I'm saying? Whipping us with that whip because they said crackers. So I'm not trying to talk bad about white people, but they call themselves crackers. So these crackers, you feel me? I can't because 160 years since the Civil War, man, and the Republicans took over what the brothers did because we designed the Republican Party, and they took over, and now they turned against us. To me, you feel me? Now I'm just saying how I feel.
Let me say this before we veer off a little bit about the Republican Party and about you say you mentioned about Trump. You know, you ain't listen. If anybody on here to play chess, we got to understand the players that's on the board. Now, back in 1995, when the Million Man March took place. That speech Farrakhan did, he said, can we avert the war of Armageddon? Trump was trying to avert the war of Armageddon. He was the only president in 260 years of the United States that never been to war. He only took out one man that was supposed to be a threat in Saudi Arabia. He didn't go on bomb killing civilians and peoples and things of that nature in Syria when he took out that one general. He went and took out CIA agents of America that was over cause so they can have the conflict so they can make money for Lockheed Martin and the other one, Lockheed and
went to Lockheed and Raytheon. That's what the CIA do. They cause turmoil so people can buy weapons to fill their coffers. He went and destroyed our own CIA agents. So the CIA agents plotted, go Google this, what I'm telling you, plotted to kill Trump. They tried to hit Trump 13 times. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Because y'all don't do that kind of research. And the media is not going to tell you that, hey, we're trying to get this nigga.
Well, I think Trump that the coronavirus tried to take him out when he caught. I think he caught it twice. I think that tried to get him right there. You know what I mean?
They tried to get him there too. Because you know what he said? Mm-hmm. He said, "Hey man, this shit is a hoax. They're engineering this thing with the help of China." Now go look up brother a boy named Chuck Lieberman from out of Harvard, a professor. What he was doing over in Wuhan, China, and what they created. They created that. The Jew. They were all about control, fam. So when I say about, you say, hey, you're on the fence between the Republicans and the Democrats, I don't like 90% of the Republicans. There are only about 5 Republicans that I get and I understand as a chess piece. What we want is the destruction of the other side, maintaining America, because this is our land, to whereas once when we knock them out, then we'll fight the ones that's left over. Or we can just fight on paper, because he understood the other ones want to hold it for themselves. They want it for themselves. They don't want it for all Americans. They want greed and hold it for themselves. So if you want to see America's back and survive the war of Armageddon, you vote for Trump. If you want for destruction, open borders, and what's going on today, and children, allowing children to become homosexuals, not even having no sort of psychological evaluations, then you vote for what we have right now. But that should tell you about something about your morals and your spirit.
Is it true that Newsom may be running for president?
It could be a possibility. I'm thinking that something might happen to Joe because he's being beat in all the polls when it's coming against Donald Trump. So Newsom could be the ringleader. Looking at how he was moving with China, looking at how he's going overseas and making deals with other nations. But I think China's using the art of war on America. And if you ever read the book of Art of War, do you understand? I don't think China's going to mess with America too much longer, period. So they really don't give a damn who become president. China wants their money back. That's what they want, the money that America owed. And they said, well, I don't want your currency. You give me gold or give me land. Well, how can I give you the land and the people on it? Nigga, just open the borders. Let my people in. We'll cause chaos. We'll get them up out of there. But we don't want that fiat currency. And then the globalists say, yeah, I don't give a damn, nigga. I got houses all over the world. I'm not America. I don't pledge my allegiance to that anyway. And then you got rich more say, I'm in the ocean, nigga. I got a yacht sitting out there. I don't give a damn. I got a home in Sweden and all over the place. Tear it apart. So what do you think is happening in America right now? There's so many doors open for destruction. So many doors. Russia mad at America. That's why America attacking them, trying to attack Russia, because Russia won their gold. America was a house with a house and protect a lot of nations' gold. When 9/11 happened, they took a lot of their gold and said it was gone. They wanted to get paid. America said, nigga, I ain't got it. I give you this fiat currency. No, nigga, I don't want your fiat currency. So Ukraine come about in 2014, called the Purple Revolution. What are we going to do? We're going to move into Russia's territory. Putin said, don't come over here, nigga. Don't bring United Nations over here in my backyard. We're coming anyway. And Putin said, nigga, okay, you want this war, we ain't have it. Now China said, okay, we coming to Mexico. We're going to build up Mexico and put some units over there. And Mexico said, wait a minute, Mexico, you can't have China over here in my backyard. And Russia said, well, nigga, you got motherfuckers over here in my backyard. So what's the difference? Wars, rumors of wars. You understand what's being developed? Only one man can settle this right now for the United States. Only one man can bring that kind of peace.
Hey, I think I'm going to veer off a little bit, but you spoke about China and Mexico. I think the biggest thing that right now that they're doing is sending that fentanyl over here for our kids and you know, 20 yeah. and 30-year-olds, you know what I'm saying, killing them, killing their brains, actually, other than taking them out. What's your aspect on that, on the fentanyl movement?
Biological warfare. It's mm-hmm. another act of war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
America is the most heavily armed citizens in the globe. So there ain't going to be no dropping out of no planes and with parachutes and all that. We got 3 guns per citizen in the United States. So what the Democrats trying to do? Disarm them. Trump said, no, let them keep their 2A, the Second Amendment. Let them keep it. No, let's disarm them. Why, nigga? But you can give guns to Ukraine and everybody else to protect themselves, but you want us to disarm ourselves. For what? And then you're bringing all these people in. And then you're bringing all these strangers and people in our land. Nigga, is you crazy? Y'all got to look at the play. Whose side is you on? Oh, you on the side of destruction. You on the side. Oh, you Satan. I got you. I see you. I got you. And that's why I say prepare. I hope y'all feel me, man. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying, man.
Hey, you preaching to the choir, brother. We loving it, man. We just listening, bro. Speak. We just listening.
I'm just painting this picture, man, so y'all can see it, man. You know, it says in the scriptures, man, you make it so plain so a fool can understand it. So, you know, I'm not calling nobody no fool, but I'm going to be a fool to speak it so y'all can understand it. I'm not no educated brother at all. You know, I just have a vision to see what's going on.
Right,
and that was
right.
The blessing of the Most High.
Brother, you sound an alarm for all of us. Mm-hmm. And it's needed. But like I say, each one of it takes each one of us to deliver what God has placed in us. We're all an individual, and you're utilizing that gift that God has gave you. And
yes,
believe
sir.
Me, we hear you. And I appreciate you, my brother.
Oh, yes, sir.
And,
man. You know, I appreciate you, brother,
I
myself.
I welcome you. I encourage you to continue on because you have a wealth of information for us. And like I say, it's needed for a time such as this.
We need you on here every day, brother. We need you on here
really,
every day.
Really, this word should have been out a long time ago. And like I say, it has been because you're not the only brother out here preaching this. We have many brothers all over. Like I said, when I was in Atlanta, I talked with some brothers that's very knowledgeable on the same subject that we're speaking about and are like-minded in agreement. And they too have set up, have property, and they're setting the stage for anything and everything. They're prepared for it. We got a lot of people out there that's prepared, and we have.
We got some background noise. Hold up for a minute, my brother. Hold up, my brother. We got some background noise coming from somewhere. Somebody need to mute.
Oh, my bad. Just double R. My bad. I got
okay.
You.
Don't let that happen again, double R. I'm going to have to send Manny down there on you. But we have a lot of brothers that are in the process of being prepared, and that's why I say it's important that we gather up some land.
Yes, sir.
And just like the brother said, we have to get out the cities. We have gotten too comfortable. We got to come out of our comfort zones. We got to get back to basics, get back to the way that God intended for us to live and survive. Because we're not surviving now. We're just existing.
Exactly. We're not living. We're just existing. Right.
Yeah. Survival is a different horse of a different color. See, surviving is out there providing for your family with your hands. The way God intended. You know, that's why I say every day, I don't like this artificial air, this artificial heat. Everything right. that we deal with is artificial. The food is artificial. Yep. We wonder why we get sick.
Yep.
See, my daddy was born in 1892, and he lived to be 89.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have lived longer had he been outside of the surroundings of this manufactured structure that we live in.
Yes, sir.
See, this is prefab now. It's no longer even manufactured. It's prefab. I mean, it's bad. It's bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
The materials in these walls cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And everything around us causes cancer or some type of form of germ that affects us.
Mm-hmm.
See? So biological warfare is rampant.
Rampant.
Very rampant.
All around. All around us.
We have to really be careful and be cautious. See? Like I say, we worried about the cigarettes and whatnot. And you got a lot of other stuff to worry about. You catching cancer from a lot of other things. Man, my mama smoked like a train. And I was in the house. And sometimes the houses that we were in wasn't that big. And I lived through that smoke. So they can't tell me that. Hell, they were smoking in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
The surgeon be up there smoking, dropping ashes. And people ask the nurse, can she get the ashes out of them? They smoked everywhere. So we have to understand and recognize the signs of the times. We can't go through this life blinded again because, like I said, it's going to be short-lived. And I digress.
Yeah, the rule of evil on this planet is over. This is the last go-around. They only have 6,000 years to rule. So that's why everything's being exposed from up above and below. We just have to have the insight to see it, you know. Preparation is key for this time. You know, I can't express that enough. Prepare, because it's coming. It's at our door. I know when you go to the grocery store, you can feel it. You can see it. You know, you're not getting what you need. You have the elderlies that's on fixed incomes that are doing bad right now. The kids not even checking up on them, making sure that they okay, make sure they got enough to eat. The children are having a hard time because of the price of everything that's went up, you know. So it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot of us, and it's going to hurt more and more this year as the year go on. 2024 is going to be something else. And I advise, like I said, I advise you, brothers, to prepare if you can get some land. I got land. I'll be heading up there probably back at about March, if not sooner. I'm just paying attention to the climate. But I got some things to go up there and do. If your brothers, any of your brothers available, want to go, I'll take that ride up there to check it out. You know, I got a place where you can put your tiny house or your camper or whatever you got. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's no charge. Just, you know, help out in the community. That's all I'm asking. You know, I have patent on the land to where they cannot come and take any of my water resources or anything, minerals, nothing off the land. So I got that already patent just in case the government want to attack. So they have no reason to be on my land whatsoever. The only downfall is that, you know, I can't call for no city officials like sheriff's department or the fire department. They say they will not come, but they don't know that you got a patent on your land. So you call them, they come. And only person know you got a patent on the land is the federal government. So if you call the police, they won't come and show up. So, you know, but, and that's been in law since 1868, I believe. A lot of folks don't even know that. So
okay,
if you
well, yeah, that law, give me that date. Give me that date, brother. I'll be up there, brother. I want to come and see that.
Yes, sir. And so you are listening to the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. If you're on the internet, the number is 515-605-9722. That's 515-605-9861. Right here speaking is Brother Yusuf along with the panel. And, man, the discussion today was very, very, very needed. I talked to the brother year in and year out, and he ain't never changed. He's been down for the cause since the cause been a cause. And so I'm going to get back to what we're talking about. I just wanted to let y'all know that you're welcome to call in. I'm on the switchboard. I'm also in the makings of moving, right? So I'll be muting myself once again. God bless, and I'll talk to y'all on the other side. Brother Yusuf.
Yes, sir, brother. I'm still here. You know, thank you for that introduction, brother. You know, I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm just here for humanity, you know, to get us an insight to what is really going on in this day-to-day. Like I said, I hope that we, the listeners, have an eye to see and an ear to hear to cause harm to no one. I'm not here to frighten no one. I'm just here to awaken what you've been having in your spirit, and you might not was able to connect the dots. And I hope that the Most High gave me enough to help connect some of those dots that you might have within, so you can see even more clear. If we don't see, this whole thing goes up in smoke. The whole thing. And if you are into voting for someone, the federal elections, these general elections, the only hope, if you go look in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 52, verse 1 or 2, I believe. I'm trying to think. But it speaks about Trump. Not a trumpet, but Trump. They didn't tell y'all this. But he was to help to get across the bridge to avoid the war of Armageddon. Satan wants chaos. The Most High is asking for fire to be destroyed. Satan is. They want chaos. They feed off of it. And when it gets to the end, they say, we redo it again. We rebuild it. Just like they go and do in every other nation around this world. They cause war. They make money to rebuild it. They make money off the chaos. They make money on rebuilding it. Is it America's? The world said, yes, it's America's turn, but it won't happen to us again. We got to see what this thing is, man. We got to see what it is. If you're going to vote, vote wisely. Don't vote with emotions. Go ahead, brothers.
Well, I'm finding myself anxious because everything that I'm hearing is rather ominous. Yet, the end, I was consoled to find that we are not preparing ourselves for the war. We are preparing ourselves to be exempt from the war because the war is not ours. And that gave me some consolation because I have a lot of, you know, it's like everything that we're talking about, what we usually do as a body is we attempt to formulate something that will address the issue, and we're doing a lot of things as a body to prepare ourselves in our communities for things. However, this kind of projection puts me in a position to say, well, okay, now what do we do in our body? What do we do with this information? Do we infuse this with our local messages, or do we make this our primary message, right? Because, you know, it seems like it's what you're describing. It seems to be rather dire, and not predictable when it's going to happen, right? So now, because you know, I'm usually, as you know, I've been under the weather, but I'm usually the host of this. But I've been attentively listening to the things because I'm hearing. If we take upon the mantle, it's going to be a hard sell.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because it's a hard sale for me, you know,
yes,
and I consider myself at least on the periphery of awareness, right? But what I'm hearing is a challenge for me. That's why I've been just really absorbing and taking in, because there's a lot to take in, absorbing it, because now I have to be the one to say, what do we do with this information now that we have it? So, you know, as a leader in this particular format, it's going to be important for us to make a decision about how we approach what's best for our community from this point on.
Well, let me tell you what the scripture says. Let me tell you what the scripture says. The messengers that were blessed to get the message and understand. Our duty is to spread the message, because he said we would be held accountable for what we know. So you do that, of course. At the same, then that's the first thing to do for us, is to make sure we share the message. If our death comes, our spirits will be okay anyway, because as DNA is written, there's numbers. And they say when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. Some of us was born with the script already in us. And what I mean by that, just like the book of Eli with Denzel Washington, all the time he thought he needed this book, but the book was already in him. That's why many of us don't need a book. Our comprehension and seeing what's going on in the world is the book itself. And we can see God present, and we can see evils present, and we're able to cipher between the two. So the first mission, the message. The second mission is preparation. I hope you understand what I just said. First mission, you keep spreading, even if they fall on deaf ear, you keep going. Second is preparation. Because the mission is to save as many as possibly as you possibly can, like Noah did. Hey, y'all, it's going to be a flood. It's going to be water. And what I have broke down, because, you know, I have a Facebook page where I teach a lot of people through my posts. So I gave them one day the situation of Noah. When Noah was going around teaching, he said a storm was coming, and it was water. What is water? Water is flow of a liquid. A currency. A storm is coming from a currency. What is money? Currency. What happens if this currency falls? A storm. A devastation. So Noah was saying, hey, y'all, what Jesus was talking about, currency, money, money changers. So the storm is going to the same thing with Noah. Noah said, build an ark, nigga. The storm is coming. What kind of storm? Currency. It's going to wipe out a lot of folks. That's the same flood we about to get. He kept teaching, and one day he said, I'm boarding it up. It's time to go now. I'll defeat it. When you're dealing with currency, you're dealing with riverbanks, water flowing. Money is based on flow of water. It flows. Flows in your pockets and it flows out of your pockets. No one was talking about money. He was talking about money. All of them were talking about money. When you build your kingdom based on this money system, it always falls. And that's what this game is all about. America's money is falling. And the problem is the whole world is connected to it. But you have five kingdoms, that's actually 10 kingdoms now, saying, hey, we don't want to have nothing to do with this currency no more. And in the Bible, they call the 10 kingdoms the 10 horns. What is the horns? Be in your face. We just got to be able to understand and to see it. They collapse this dollar tomorrow. What's going to happen to America? Storm. Globally, all the nations that's connected to America with the IMF system will fall. This will cause famine.
IMF system.
Yes. International Monetary Funds. International Monetary Funds. That is America's banking system through the Federal Reserve.
Hey, brother, so you said J.P. Morgan, I got a account, couple accounts there, a personal and a business. I should take my money out of there, right?
So let me give you a game on that. Of course. So, listen, money is not about to be any good. My advice, if you have enough, put you a little tiny house somewhere on the hill just for safety. It ain't going to lose. It's going to be there, right? I keep bill money because if this, now imagine it collapsed. Some people still going to try to use the money as trade until bartering systems come about, right? You're going to be able to still buy some provisions. But if they shut the banks down like they did in 1933 and then you're not allowed to get access to it, then what? Then what? You got to think in those ways. Do I got enough cash at home to carry me to my destination if this bank happened to shut down? A lot of folks don't even carry cash no more. They carry a card. Now, what if the EMP go off? Or what if the whole, what you would call the transaction systems go down, where you can't do no transaction through cards? They didn't have that happen before. You have a problem with ATMs now today. Banks are closing down every day. Y'all got to see the writing on the wall and have those what ifs and prepare for those what ifs. Don't trust this system. The system is on its way out. 7 years of war, and after that, what he said, we'd be dancing in the streets talking about hallelujah. Alas, alas, Babylon has fallen. Now the peoples can go free. We got to withstand those 7 years.
Hey, what do you think about taking refuge in, like, the Dominican and the black countries that, you know, we can escape to?
Well, you got to understand, these monetary systems has, like an octopus. It has reached its tentacles all around the globe. China can't even just completely get rid of American dollar right now until their systems come aboard. But right now they're doing some tremendous damage. You got to understand that those places that you mentioned is connected to the United States monetary system.
The Dominican?
Yes. Yes. They all run through America's monetary system. Ghana, a lot of these places.
They're one
runs through the IMF. They run through the
IMF.
Real
quick, brother. Hey, real quick, brother. I text you. Just double R. That's my number, brother. Lock me in. Did you get my text?
Yes, I got a text from 551-515 number. Let me see.
Sure, that's me, man. Lock me in, brother.
I got you, double R. Oh, okay, I got you. 951. Area code?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. But yeah, so the monetary system, every nation that's connected to the monetary system will fall first, as it is written. They are connected to the currency. America weighs their dollars against theirs. So America suppresses their income. That's why we have so much poverty, I mean their dollar value. That's why we have so much poverty around the world. This is the reason why you have Africa as one of the richest continents in the world, but one of the poorest as far as citizens. Because they are controlled under the American monetary system. Now, if Ghana had their own currency and their own monetary system, or any nation in Africa, especially Faso, the brother that's going against France just recently. Burkina Faso. They just struck oil 3 days ago, 3 to 4 days ago. They just struck oil on the land. They got uranium, and they found another big gold deposit. They told their citizens, if anybody speak any French in the land anymore, they will receive 25 years in jail. They totally kicking European nations out of the West. Nigeria and Nigeria and one more. I think it's Nigeria and Liberia, if I'm not mistaken. But I know Nigeria for sure told France that they were going and fight their own brother to keep France in power over their resources. So now they want their – the citizens want their presidents out because they see that they are part of colonialism. As long as you got it and we ain't got it, nigga, you all right. The world want to go free. So by the world want to go free, it's going to be turmoil. They're going to fall too, but it says in Scripture they will fall first. They will fall first because what America have is a big hammer, which is their military might.
My brother, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yes, we can. We wrapping it up. We Joe, you're going to be the last comment or this last suggestion or concern.
Okay.
Okay. Thing I'd like to say to you is that is it possible that you can come and speak with the two groups and one gone? Is it possible this young man can come and talk to us in the healing circle? And I'll see whether or not we can actually get you to the BBOA, also to talk with us, on a plan, not the overall, but a plan, a step-by-step. I think that would be very, very helpful going forward.
Ashe, and so I will send him the Men's Healing Circle. He been to what? He was at the first one when we had it 9 years ago. And so we are back at 2251 Florin Road, and we're going to invite Brother Youssef in. I have a couple of other speakers I want to bring in that's conscious, that has that wherewithal to talk to the people, for the people, about the people, and that's what it's all about. Sometimes, you know, I told y'all some of us disagree with a lot of things in life, but it's okay to disagree with something. But if you don't agree, find out why you don't agree. See, that's where the communication skills come in. That's where the communication platform is needed, where one doesn't have the understanding because you've been taught a certain way. That's just like me, as I was a Christian. I'm not no Christian no more. I'm a spiritual man. I was raised up in a Christian. I was raised up in a Christian household that fell apart on every whim. But they saying they seeking God and believing in God, but they're the same ones that turn. They face against what God has put here, you know, and talk bad about those that are sick to come into the house of worship to be healed and get talked about. So, you know, with that being said, Brother Youssef, you know the number. I'm gonna keep calling you in because he was on Jay King's show. If he don't tell me that I can call folks on the radio show and add them in, I don't know to do that, right? I don't know because I've never been at this state before. I've never had to not be able to call in on this show because you got to pay a penny a minute to listen or talk. What the hell? But anyway, it is the Wise Words with One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. And, man, we out of time. I thank y'all for ear hustling because you could be ear hustling anywhere in America, but you're right here. One love, one gone. Y'all, peace.